The legislation would set caps on U.S. greenhouse gas emissions from electric utility, transportation, and manufacturing industries beginning in 2012, with the goal of reducing such emissions by as much as 66% by 2050. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, who calls himself an independent Democrat, is a chief sponsor of the measure.
So beginning in 2012, this legislation would place a cap on the aggregate greenhouse gas emissions of the 2,100 facilities in America that are responsible for 85% of those emissions in this country.
The bill would create an incentive system that would give credits to industries that cut pollution. Industries that fail to reduce emissions would be forced to buy credits from others. Senator John Warner, a Virginia Republican, the other co-sponsor of the bill, says Americans are concerned about the impact of climate change and want Congress to act.
Feeling all across America, by people in small villages and towns to large cities, to state legislatures and other, we must move and move now. Do something. Doing nothing is not an option.
But other Republicans, including President Bush, reject the legislation, saying it would increase energy costs and lead to job losses. Even before the Senate began considering the bill, the president highlighted his opposition, saying the measure would cost the U.S. economy $6 trillion.
There is a much better way to address the environment than imposing these costs on the job creators, which will ultimately have to be borne by American consumers. And I urge the Congress to be very careful about running up enormous costs for future generations of Americans.
White House spokeswoman Dana Perino said the president would veto the bill in its present form. Senator James Inhofe, an Oklahoma Republican, says the legislation does nothing to press other nations, particularly China and India, to cut their emissions.
All major emitting countries, including developing nations, must participate in order for any U.S. program to produce meaningful reductions in atmospheric concentrations of greenhouse gases. Today, China emits more carbon dioxide than we do, and that divide is only going to grow.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, responded.
Should we, as some say, wait for China and India Act? Of course not, Mr. President. Since when has America let other countries lead the way? It's our responsibility to forge the path that other nations will follow.
All three major presidential candidates, Republican Senator John McCain and Democratic Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, support government-imposed limits on greenhouse gas emissions. Supporters of the Senate bill believe chances for passage will be better when there is a new occupant in the White House next year. WTVA News, Capitol Hill.